If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
Newstalk 830 WCCO. It is Friday, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. Where do we start? So much news, so little time. Hi, Chris Haggert here with Five Eyewitness News, sitting in for the legendary Chad Hartman today. Thank you for having me. Much to talk about. Where do you start? We're going to start with Donald Trump. How's that sound? And I want to tell you a little story about something that we're doing in our house right now. We're watching The Apprentice. We're catching up on old episodes. You know the theme song, right? Wildly popular reality TV show. And it's on Amazon Prime, I think. So we started watching it. And to me, it is fascinating. I did not really watch it during its first run. I was aware that it was a thing. I didn't make it a regular part of it because I was working in the news business and I was working at night. So I generally never got a chance to watch The Apprentice. So we're going back and watching The Apprentice. And I feel it is a great, great, great bit of insight into the mind of President Donald Trump. And I think it's very helpful. And I encourage you guys out there. I don't care where you come at Donald Trump. And I'm not here. I'm coming right down the center as your news guy. I'm not going to give you any opinions about Donald Trump, but I'm going to tell you some observations from watching The Apprentice. If you don't think he knows how to do TV and knows how to do media and knows how to create controversy and knows how to make controversy go away, you're crazy. He is so good at it. That's why he's the president of the United States right now. No president to this point has ever had the kind of command of the media and the news cycle like Donald Trump does. That's a fact. If you can name somebody who does, I'd love to hear it. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. Somebody who perhaps has more or had more control, ability to change a story narrative, the ability to make you look over here when something else is going over here. As someone in the news business who's been covering him for a number of years now, the fake news thing, amazing. Do I hate it? Absolutely. Every time a negative story would come around during the first presidency, that's fake news. And that was it. Don't acknowledge it. Don't answer to it. Just say it's fake news. And that has become a largely used phrase that everybody uses now. I mean, my own friends will say fake news to me if I tell them something. And I'm like, no, that's not true. It's not fake news. I'm here to tell you the story. So I'm telling you all this as a observer of the media and a news person for 30 years. I do the morning news over at Channel 5. I also do a show from 9 to 10 called Minnesota Live. And I'm telling you this because I feel that something just happened very interesting in the last 24 hours, that shows how wonderfully Donald Trump and his administration can handle a negative situation or perceived negative situation or perceived negative story. And then I can tell, I'm going to show you an example that I know you know this example of how he has not done a great job with managing a story. And this is the first time I've seen that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he hasn't had other controversies, because he's had all kinds of controversies. But that's what makes him the president he is, because he has the ability to deflect. Teflon slides right off. Next thing comes up. And I'm telling you, you watch The Apprentice for three episodes and you're like, oh my gosh, I get it now. I understand. And every season of The Apprentice, he gets better at it. He gets better at TV. He gets better at being in front of the camera. He gets better at his conversation. You watch the creation of Donald Trump on that show. And I know he was a businessman well before The Apprentice came around. But to watch him evolve in that show, it gives you a great idea of who he is today. And lots of great cameos from the kids, too, by the way. And one of the, is it Don Jr.? Guy looks completely different. It's pretty funny. This is like 20 years ago. He's kind of pudgy. He's got the long kind of...
Still got his baby 90s, fat in
90s,
him, right?
90s hair going on.
Not a lot of Eric in The Apprentice, though. I didn't remember seeing him.
Yeah, I think it was Donald Jr. Mm-hmm. By the way, producer Lindsey Brown in today for David Harrigan. So it's been so good to learn and see his mannerisms and see him away from the White House. So then when you do see things like this Epstein situation that he's gotten himself into, I cannot for the life of me figure out how they let themselves get into this situation with their own base. And I'm going to give you an example of how they handled something wonderfully. Did you watch yesterday when the White House seemingly kind of came out of nowhere and they held a news conference about Donald Trump's health? I hadn't heard that that was going to be happening at some point during the day. They come on and there's an update on Donald Trump's health. And they talked about rumors and video and images that have been showing up online of bruises on his hands, swollen ankles, things like that that had been causing concern. Chronic venous insufficiency, I believe, is what it's called. The ABC News is talking about it right now. I'm looking out of the corner of my eye at the TV. So this was something that was potentially controversial to them. They knew the conspiracy theorists were talking about him having some kind of health issues. So what did they do? They marched him to the doctor. They came up with findings. And they presented the findings to the public. Everyone learned a little bit more about what that is and what the condition is. And then the story went away. Gone. That's the way you confront something and make it go away.
Spin doctoring, they call it, right?
You can call it whatever you want. And Donald Trump's certainly not the first leader or president or business leader to do something like that. That's But it's PR 101. Confront it and or lay it out there and then make it go away. We forget about it. Everybody forgets about it. Public moves on. The public moves on. There's 8 billion different things going on every moment of every day. And you're looking at your phones and you're looking at your computers and you're looking up at your screens and something else is going to come along, particularly in this administration, because they do a great job of moving things along and deflecting. And I don't want to say great job is that I'm supporting them. I'm saying I understand their tactic of what they're doing. So why do they expect this Epstein thing to just go away when they themselves were the ones that peddled these conspiracies for years? For years, the attorney general herself said she had information. They had the files. They had the client list. They had the names. So why not just put it out there? I want to hear what you have to think. 651-461-9226. 9226. If you have thoughts, let me have it. I understand that you think I'm fake news. I understand you support Donald Trump, and I know some of you don't support Donald Trump. Talking text line, the reason the term fake news resonated so much with voters is because it's true. You guys try to control the perception with language. Okay? I respect your opinion on that. I believe the fake news thing is brilliant. I don't think it's a legitimate way to get out of answering to something by just saying it's not real. That doesn't make it go away. So why would they handle the Epstein thing the way they did? You can look at it one way. Well, there must be something to hide there. If there's nothing to hide, why wouldn't they just come out with it? That's what everyone's asking. You guys, you brought it up. You're the ones that said you had this. All right. So where is it? No? Okay, well, that seems weird. Maybe you're trying to hide something. That's the next question. It's logic. It's people's logic. Whether you're on either side of it, and maybe you don't even have to be on a side of it. Maybe you're just on the side of truth. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You just like to find the truth or just like to make it go away. I personally would like to move on to other more important things. And I'm not saying that's not important. Jeffrey Epstein, a sick man, all kinds of things going on. A whole universe of awful swimming around him. Why won't they just say something? And they let this go for several days. Finally yesterday, Donald Trump must have relented. Somehow the administration relented. And they said, we are going to come out with some information. We're going to give you some information about the grand jury testimony. What that means, what that looks like, when that information gets released, we will see. It hasn't been out there yet. Is that just giving us a little snack? Giving all of you a little bit of a snack to whet your appetite, to satisfy you, and then to make the story go away? I don't understand how an administration that has been so slick at deflecting things has gotten themselves in this situation. Hearing from a lot of you already, I appreciate that. Let's keep them coming. We're going to dig into some of your comments. The WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. Your comments when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Nice to have you with us on this Friday. It is July 18th, and boy, did I opened up some, what's the saying go?
Kick the hornet's nest?
Kick the hornet's nest. There we go. Chris Eggert here with 5 Eyewitness News, by the way. Producer Lindsey Brown on the board today for David Harrigan. Not Lindsey Brown from Channel 5, although she does get that.
And we do spell it the same, so it's really confusing. So, we'll have to battle for it at some point.
That'll be fun. I'll love to watch that.
Can you do commentary, play by play?
I absolutely can do commentary. In my 30 years as a broadcaster, I started in radio and I did do play by play.
You're a multi-talented individual. That's why I made the assumption that you could step in.
Barely talented at anything is how that goes. Not multi-talented.
Multi-talented.
Okay. Chad's off today. We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about how the administration has handled the Epstein situation. My opinion is, of the many things that they've been able to basically dictate the storyline, my observation is they're having a hard time with this one. And I think on either side of this, a lot of you do agree with that. Now, I asked before we went to break, some of your comments about this. I said this kind of all started with me because I'm watching The Apprentice. And love this on the talk and text line. Where did that go? Somebody says, if all you have going on is watching reruns of The Apprentice, I feel sorry for you.
Ooh.
Fair.
Ooh. You ran through the rest of your Netflix catalog, to be fair.
Listen, let's understand. It's one thing to put your head in the sand. It's one thing to say you hate Donald Trump. Why don't you try to understand his personality a little bit more?
Source code mining. I like it.
I mean, there's an idea. So some of the feedbacks, we're talking about specifically the term fake news. One of the comments is, you, the media, try to control perception by changing language. You have changed, for example, you've changed illegal aliens to undocumented migrant. It's no accident. I understand what you're saying there. And I appreciate the comment. I wonder why the Biden administration didn't expose the files on Epstein before the election. It's one of the comments. Somebody else wrote, if there's something in there about Trump, it would have been released long ago. As far as fake news goes, CNN has sound bites made. I don't know what that meant. A little typo there. Big thumbs.
Big thumbs.
I can't finish that one.
Pull over and finish that sentence.
The reason they're apprehensive about putting a list out is the spectrum of the names on there would be shocking. Not just politicians, but a huge spectrum of the elites of the world will be on it. Thank you, John.
Bingo.
I think that is a theory that a lot of people have. So when some of this grand jury testimony gets released, if and when that does happen, will there actually be names there, or will it be nebulous information where you'll never really be able to pinpoint? I don't know. But again, by them not saying anything, all this does is rile people up even more, and it makes them, listen, you take something away from somebody and all they do is want it more. That's human nature. That's how we work.
See, COVID.
Right. We have Milt on the line. Milt, how are you doing? Hey, Milt, are you still there?
Yep.
What'd you have to say, Milt? I appreciate the call in.
What are we? Yeah. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You are on.
All right. Here's my perspective. I'm a 72-year-old military veteran, Navy and Marine Corps, because I was a corpsman with the Marines. There's 6 Navy SEALs in Congress, and Eli Crane is one really to listen to, or Wesley Hunt. And we have more important things to do via trying to, you know, figure out the Israel thing, the Ukraine war, then some of this stuff that is just totally senseless. And what's happened the last 4 years of flying people in and having this open border, it's been great the last 6 months to shut that stuff down. And just that alone is worth the price of admission.
Well, and you bring up a point that this administration is getting a lot of wins.
Yeah.
They are getting, and again, that's not a political statement. They are accomplishing things that hasn't been able to get done before. And then you leave something like this hanging out there that's distracting from everything else going on. That's your point, right, Milt?
Yeah, well, you know, I look at it as, I think the Democrats have a 20 to 14% approval rating. And I just think that what's happened in the last 6 months of shutting, you know, they said that the border couldn't be shut down. Why do we want to pay for all this stuff? It drives guys like me crazy that served your country. And I look at this as that I see, you know, Democrats, lefties, liberals, those are the guys that never really served in the military. And it just, you know, it just irks me, you know. So that's just my perspective.
Milt, how do you feel about where we're at with the situation in Iran as a former military member?
In Iran?
Yeah.
I love the fact what Trump did. You know, it literally, we either have, right now, do you notice that more kids want to join the military than under Biden? And, you know, not that I was a tough guy, because I was probably a hippie, lefty, liberal Democrat before I went in, but I ain't one now. And I just think that we have to show strength. And the young people of today don't understand that, but there's been a guy, Charlie Kirk, that's explained this on campuses where young people are starting to get this now.
Well, I definitely think that there is a, I don't know, what's the right way to say this? I think that there is a vocal group of younger college age, high school age kids who definitely see the world in a different way than probably 5 years ago.
Right. And that's a good thing for me, I think. And like I said, I was drafted, so I was the kind of guy that, you know, I was drafted in the Army, so I quick joined the Navy, and then I ended up being with the Navy and the Marines. And it was the best thing that ever hit me in life, because it gave me a hard, cold slap of reality. And actually, I think every kid should be into the military at least 2 years, and it would give them a whole different thing about their country.
I think, well, that's what they do in Israel, don't they? They require military service.
Yep, and I trained with Israeli soldiers, and you can't believe how good they are. I mean, absolutely incredible.
Well, Milt, I appreciate your perspective on this, and thank you for your service. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, that was Milt. We have Mike from Columbia Heights on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
Milt. Good. No, you need to listen to yourself. Thank you for your service, but are you aware that your boy Trump is a 2-3-time draft dodger because of Bob Bonespurs, man? And if you're referencing Charlie Kirk, you've already lost all credibility. Adios.
Mike from Columbia Heights, thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a Charlie Kirk guy.
Milt's not getting great feedback from everybody. But you know what? I appreciate his perspective, and that's what we're here for. Let's have conversations about this. Let's talk about stuff. Let's learn about stuff. Let's just not immediately go to being complete ridiculous jerks to each other, huh? Isn't that nice just to have a conversation about it? I'm not coming from any perspective. I'm the news guy here. I want to hear what you have to say. That's why I do this. I want to hear what you have to say. 651-461-9226. If you want to elaborate more on this, the Epstein situation, the Trump administration, feel free to give me your comments. I'm going to move on now. There's plenty of this going on. And you're going to hear about it the rest of the day. So I'm going to take a little break from the Donald Trump Epstein situation right now and talk about something that is really important. Really important. the State Fair Grandstand acts. A big one has dropped out, and you might be surprised the reason why. We'll discuss when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, can you imagine? Nice hot summer night, cold beer in the hand.
Corn on the cob in the other.
Corn on the cob in the other hand.
$6, it's fine. Maybe it's $8 this year,
you
I'm not
with
sure.
No cares about spending money because it's a state fair and you just do it. Listening to Steve Miller? No, or not. No, you're not going to listen to Steve Miller. I don't know if you caught the news yet. I think this came out yesterday. Steve Miller is not coming to the Minnesota State Fair. In fact, he's not going anywhere. Steve Miller and the band have canceled the rest of the tour. So now there's a void at the Minnesota State Fair. We have 33 days, 20 hours, and 22 minutes to come up with a replacement band for Steve Miller. What are they going to do? I want to get into the reason why Steve Miller. By the way, this is Chris Eggert with Channel 5 in for Chad Hartman today. Don't adjust your radio. You're not losing your mind. Well, maybe you're losing your mind. But this is not Chad's voice. You probably noticed that by now. So thanks for being here this afternoon. a myriad of topics to discuss today, and I wanted to get away from politics for a little bit and talk about the State Fair. Steve Miller Band gone. They're out. They released a statement yesterday, and I want you to hear this. They basically said they've canceled because severe weather, including extreme heat and unpredictable flooding, poses a danger to the band, its fans, and the crew. Now, there's no doubt there's been a lot of extreme weather the last couple months. I mean,
especially this year, last couple years.
Yep. And
it's trending, Chris.
Not even going there with that. But Steve Miller is, and he says, The tour's over. That includes stops, here in Minnesota, New York, Tennessee, Florida, California. The statement goes, the combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, massive forest fires make these risks for our audience the band and the crew unacceptable. Miller's 81. He said that in a statement posted on the band's social media accounts. Blame it on the weather. The tour is canceled. That's it. Do you guys buy that?
You think it's spinning?
You guys out there buy that? What do you think? WCCO talking text line. 651-461-9226. Sure.
It's a real concern, Chris. It's a real concern. Well, all those things.
He's playing outside shows, I imagine, mm-hmm. and a lot of them. I get it.
People get rowdy. They sweat.
To me, it feels a little flimsy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not to discredit or I acknowledge the awful weather that we've had this year. Obviously, the situation in Texas. And there's floods going on. Listen, I get that. Seems a little flimsy to me. Like maybe you didn't want to do the tour in the first place. And I don't know, though. I don't know what kind of pressures Steve Miller's under. And I don't know what I don't know the guy, obviously. So that Steve Miller's out. Need to come up with a new band for the grandstand shows this year. And there has been some discussion on social media that this year's grandstand acts are. They're okay.
You didn't race to call the line to get your tickets lined up?
My wife asked me the other day. We were talking about something came up. Oh, because we went to Nelly.
It's getting hot in here.
So Nelly was playing on Tuesday night after, or on Friday night after the Twins game. We were at the game last Friday night. Free concert after the Twins game.
Paul Skeens night.
Yeah, all kinds of people
were
there.
Get out of our town, Paul.
Big night. Nelly packed the house. Because who are they playing? Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They're not that good. So people couldn't have been all there for the baseball. It was a packed house. Nelly. All right. Nelly is one of the acts at the State Fair. So my wife and I were talking about. She goes, she goes, who's playing at the State Fair this year? And I just looked at her and I said, I don't care. I'm not going.
Have you ever been to a State Fair concert?
Yes.
I have not yet.
Well, there's a million reasons. Well, I want to know people.
You should go. But, like, I'm guessing there's certain parts of the experience that you have to live with. Much like when you go to just the State Fair in general. You get the cookies, you get the corn, you get the alligator on the stick. You also have to deal with a million flat tires from other people's strollers running up against your foot. Right, or your ankle.
You have the parking. Mm-hmm. You have to pay to get in the gates. You're going to pay an extraordinary amount of money for just the fair experience. And that's not even talking about the concert. But if you have thoughts on that, let me know about actually just attending a State Fair grandstand concert in the first place.
He's bringing the Ying Yang Twins. Did you see that about the State Fair lineup?
I don't know who that is.
What? You don't know the Ying Yang Twins?
I do not know the Ying Yang
Twins.
Oh,
the middle school playlists were dominant with Ying Yang Twins. I would go for them alone. I would go for them alone.
That's Nelly and Ja Rule on Saturday, August 30th.
Ooh.
The rest of the lineup is, again, no Steve Miller, Old Dominion, Meghan Trainor, Atmosphere and Friends, some other hip-hop groups, including Cypress Hill and Farside.
And Lupe Fiasco.
Yep.
I love Lupe Fiasco.
If you're a hip-hop fan, that's a great concert.
Great show.
Local band Atmosphere. Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls. The Happy Together Tour, the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and Union Gap, the Vogues, the Cow Sills. And I say this because I'm sure there's not that many original members of a lot of those groups, but those are fun. Def Leppard. Hank Williams Jr. with Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives. Avett Brothers, Nelly, and then the Amateur Talent Contest Rock and Roll Playhouse, which is the kids' show that they always do on Labor Day. How do we feel about that lineup?
You're bearing the lead, at least in my playlists. But yeah, that's a big omission for the Steve Miller band. Because I know that the fans probably
absolutely
show up.
Steve Miller's a wildly popular band.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get it. By the way, we do have some folks waiting on that. If it's not due to the unpredictable serious weather, it could be a case of, oh my gosh, we're not in our 30s, 40s, or 50s anymore, and we're tired. Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Steve Miller's 81 years old, and he can still rock. I heard him play heard him play a live show on the radio not that long ago. I can't remember where that was. But, the guy can still play, and that's a great point. The best years at the State Fair for music was the 80s and the early 90s. Of course it was. It's always your time, right? Like, of course that.
This SNL cast is brutal. It was only good when Sandler was there.
Yes. Totally get that. I'm here to say, and I love the State Fair, and I'm Mr. State Fair, and I'm out to State Fair every day of the fair, except maybe a couple on one of the weekends. But otherwise, we're there every day. Love the fair. I'm not in love with the fair grandstand experience. It's a lot. We took the kids to their first concert. Oh, geez. Probably 8, 9, 10 years ago. My kids are now 20 and the other one's about to be 18. And they were,
Who was it?
Weezer.
What a resume starter to bring your kids to. It says a lot about you what your first concert is.
Easy band.
That's awesome.
Nothing controversial.
Good father right there.
Just some rock and roll. Surf music, that kind of deal, new school surf music. It's so much rigmarole to get into the concert. It's tough. You have to go through all of it. You got to buy the tickets. It's a tough sell to me to go to the grandstand because there's just all these other factors. What if it rains? It's outdoor. Well, that's why Steve Miller, he's afraid people are going to get rained on.
Get pneumonia that way, Chris. They're just careful.
There's just so many factors. So what do you guys think? What's the last time you went to the State Fair and saw a grandstand show? WCCO Talking Text Line, 651-461-9226. And if not the State Fair grandstand, where do you prefer to go see a concert? What's your favorite place in town to go see some live music? Or are you done with live music completely, like Steve Miller, because of the weather? Again, let's hear it. Talking text line, 651-461-9226. All right, it is 12:54. It is time for a Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to power up with GAF Solar Shingles and take 75% off installation labor through July 31st, installed by local experts in storm restoration. You just heard, coming back from break,
The Yin-Yang Twins, Bad Ying, with two Ds.
Yin-Yang Twins.
Featuring Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones. Jones. That's who.
Who will be playing at the State Fair with Nelly this year. And we cracked the conversation open about Steve Miller not going to tour this year, pulling his grandstand act at the fair. He's 81. He says it's because of the weather. Getting some good comments here. Global warming and the resulting more extremes in weather is real. And not a hoax like the radical right-wing claims. The data proves it, and my increasing insurance rate prove it. All right, well, listen, if that's why he canceled tour, it's his tour. His name's on the band, right? Asked you guys as we went to break if you've gone to grandstand acts there, who are the best ones, or if you don't like going to shows at the grandstand, where else would you like to go? First concert we took our kids to many years ago was Vanilla Ice. They loved it. Ice, Ice Baby. I, too, have seen Vanilla Ice at a State Fair.
You didn't even realize you were sharing a memory that night.
Interest of full disclosure, and it was very entertaining. The current entertainment musician price, good groups, decent prices. Okay, so they like it. We try to go to 2 to 3 grandstand shows a year. Somebody weighs in. Clint Black, 1984. I bet that was a good show. That would have been right in Clint Black's biggest days. Good country music act right there. I saw a comedy show with Jim Gaffigan several years ago. It was fantastic.
Oh.
I have heard the Jim Gaffigan experience at the fair was lovely. I think he's done that a couple times.
Yeah. I hear he doesn't swear, which is a whole different type of comedy.
Because you can take your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about the fair. I think you do expect a certain amount of family-friendly atmosphere for people. Let's see. I don't know what those bands are.
Just say them phonetically.
How about Mick Sterling and the Stud Brothers?
Oh, not familiar with them.
Mike Jones, Paul Wall.
Oh!
Slim Thug.
They were playing Grills to Lead It Out or Close It Out. All I know, that was a great couple of minutes.
Yikes, I have no idea what that is. No idea.
You can't even sound it out. Use your sounds.
I'm not going to try, because when you take a news anchor and you have them say an awkward word,
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Just listen. We do a fine enough job sounding dumb on our own. So there you go. Oh, I like this one. Well, I don't like it. It's a good. Some of these acts are way too old to be touring. Sure. They want an exorbitant amount of money for the tickets to see some of these concerts. They make such a big deal about the food and drinks. Whoopee. Wow. State Fair is highly overrated. Way too expensive. The food prices are crazy. Way too many people. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.